Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live from the Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb, where Matt and Robin and crew, Diane, I mean, everybody is so helpful. My friends, it is the holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to all of you that celebrate these great holidays. And you know what? Come in and celebrate the right way. Come in here and find out about the cool cooking classes that you can get for your family, friends. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes with Ann. She's got some great concepts that I think you need to find out about. But more importantly, you need to find out the great recipes. And these are, Ann, we're going to run down your recipes. The first one is a kind of a curried butternut squash and apple soup. These are great recipes that people could do for the holidays quickly and not kill themselves.
Yes.
And have some fun with.
Definitely. I love this recipe. It's like a basic workhorse kind of recipe because you're going to actually roast the butternut squash in the oven first. But, you know, instead of butternut, you could use acorn squash. You could use pumpkin. You could use any kind of, you know, winter squash. And then you're going to do a saute of onions and apple.
Ooh.
So the apple adds sweetness. And then you're going to add curry powder. And if you don't like curry, then you don't have to add it. But I think by adding curry, you kind of take this soup in another direction and make it really interesting, and it works with the apple as well.
And then it's Lori's goat cheese, fig, and pesto cheesecake.
Yeah, this is a recipe from an old high school friend. She lives in Birmingham, Alabama now, and she brought it to a high school, to a class reunion one year, and everybody dove into this recipe. And I've been making this on tour pretty much in every stop, and it is the favorite. And my sister just made it yesterday at a gathering at her house for me. But and we didn't have the fig preserves that go on it, so she looked in her cupboard and she found a jar of a peach marmalade. And used it instead, and it works great. So essentially, it's goat cheese and cream cheese with pesto, some kind of preserves, and then toasted pecans.
I love the way you talk. You get your hands moving all in a kind of spingly, spangly way, little fingers going all over the place.
Yeah.
And little is, because you're a very slight person, which kind of smacks at your credibility. How can you write so many great cookbooks and yet be so thin?
I play tennis.
I don't know what it is. You play tennis.
You don't know that about me, I bet. You haven't researched that.
Well, did you ever get that white with a Kathy Patton bag for that could carry your tennis racket? Now, I don't know if you got that like you wanted, but anyway, see, this is what happens when you throw down the gauntlet there, Ann. Next is New Year's caviar. Now, this is caviar without fish eggs.
Yes, this is Texas style. This is where you actually use black-eyed peas instead of the caviar.
Interesting.
Poor man's caviar, Texas caviar, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, we used to make this here in Atlanta. I used to make it a lot. I loved it. I think I was, you know, did a lot of black-eyed peas when I lived in Atlanta. But this is a recipe from a friend, and it's just black-eyed peas, but you use a balsamic vinaigrette from the grocery store and your sweet peppers. But the key ingredient are the capers. You add capers to it, and you can add a little liquid smoke because that gives it kind of a smokiness. And I did this recipe on Dallas television about a month ago.
Ooh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, here I am right in the middle of Texas doing this recipe. And they and the crew loved it.
Am I surprised? Not a bit. We're talking to Ann Byrne. Ann Byrne Saves the Day Cookbook is her new cookbook. It's out. I believe it's number 12. You kind of lose track after 1999. And that's since 1999. I mean, that's quite a... I mean, it's like every year you're cranking out another book. It's like, do you ever have time for life? How about taking the dog out for a walk? I know you love to do that.
I make time for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. And the dog loves it, too. I mean, when he comes running up to you for the leash, how excited he is to see you. And then finally, Jana's Cheese Olivet.
Yeah, that's great. That's an Atlanta recipe.
Wow,
yeah.
You really tied it in. Very clever of you.
Well, you know, it just happened. It worked that way. Someone actually said in marketing, you know, you really came out with a great cookbook because the more people you mention, the more people tell other people the fact that their recipe is in it. And it works. But, you know, that was not intended. I just love stories. And I love names that are attached to recipes. And I believe that when you put somebody's name on a recipe, it's a goodie. You know, it's a good one.
Well, there you have it. And she is Ann Byrne. 12 cookbooks, QVC. You've probably seen her on, I got to see her on a Hallmark channel right before a soppy Christmas movie, which I absolutely love. Jane Seymour was with her. And Ann was
really
a star.
Jane Seymour looks really good. She looks good.
Doesn't that just absolutely, well, I should, you know,
no.
You look beautiful. She looks, that's why I could never be on TV. It just wouldn't
work.
Well,
it's, you know, as somebody like me who goes on, who like walks dogs and plays tennis, then to go on shows like that where everybody does a lot of preparation and work, you know, to look as good as they do, it is a little overwhelming sometimes.
Well, you know, you don't have to get made up here. You know what?
Thankfully.
And you know what's great? Ann's here, courtesy of Esther Levin, by the way. Esther Levin is like the media liaison to the stars. Every great author, every great star that comes into town, Esther Levine and her company make sure they get to the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And darest you dilly-dally, because Esther's right there.
She is.
You know, she's right there. That's why she's so good.
She's good.
And also, you have a superb food stylist with
you. The best. I have Gloria Smalley.
It's so appropriate. She's got a great smile.
She does.
You know, and I can
great
see the intensity.
A lot of talent. You know, I don't think I would come to Atlanta were it not for Esther and Gloria, because I know they're going to save my day.
You know, and Gloria has that fashionable look about her. You know, the scarf that's wrapped just perfectly around her neck. She looks like she's full of style and flair.
She is.
Of course, she can't wear such dashing clothes like this. She wouldn't be caught dead doing that. But anyway, I wanted to mention those people because it takes so many people to make a show like this happen. And I cannot thank Diane and the wonderful people here at Cook's Warehouse, because to get Ann's time when it's so fragmented and so structured, it happens because of people like them, and we thank them very, very much. Now, enough of the kindness. That's the rotten part of the show for me. Let's get back to reality. Let's start the butternut squash and apple soup.
Sounds great. All right, so we set the oven for about 350 degrees, and then we took a butternut squash ahead of time and actually cut the stem end off of it, cut it in half lengthwise, would actually, you know, stand it up tall and cut it right down the center. And then you're going to find that inside that squash, there are little seeds and filaments. So get you a spoon, like a tablespoon, okay? And with some sharp edges, and just kind of go in there and
scoop. You have a good wrist for that.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of squash.
It's a tennis, you know.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so then you get this, the little filaments out of there, discard those. You can mist the cut edges or with a vegetable oil spray, or you can do just brush it with olive oil. And then you put the squash halves, cut side down, on a baking sheet, 350 degrees for about 30 minutes until you can just pierce and when it's nice and tender with the fork, and it's done.
Perfect,
yes. And so then we're going to go over and make a quick saute, but we're going to let that squash cool a minute and jump on over to another recipe.
So you want it to room temperature?
Yeah, well, you want it easier to work with. It's certainly something that could be done early in the day. That's a big part of my recipes in my book, is always helping people figure out how to do recipes ahead of time or to do them in stages so that you think, oh, I can accomplish four recipes. Well, it's easy to do that. You don't have to do it start to finish all the way through.
Especially parties.
Yeah, especially, you know, parties.
Oh, my God. You know, that's one of the reasons I hate throwing parties at Casa Jenkins. First of all, I hate doing all the work. But we're going to talk about, you kind of, part of your whole thing when you come to your party, you better come prepared, not only to party, but to fix something to bring, too, which I think is an absolutely appropriate thing to do.
I think it's a great idea. And you know what? And if you bring something, then you let other people taste your cooking. And I think a big problem in America right now is that people are tired of the way they cook. They're tired of the same old recipes that they always do. And so they get bored with it.
You get in a rut.
You get in a rut. That's
how did
right.
I know that keyword was going to make you light up like a Christmas
That's
tree?
That's right. And I think everybody has a cooking rut, and you get in it. So the best way to get out of it, and actually one of the examples I use in the book is how to get out of a kitchen rut, is to walk through a farmer's market or something like Whole Foods and pick up an ingredient that you've not tried before. Maybe it's a new pasta sauce. Maybe it's a new pasta shape. It's maybe it's a different vegetable or a different type of apple than you've ever tried. But try something new. Try a new cheese, a new piece of fish. Try something new. And that and the potluck, I think, are great ways to expand.
Get out of the rut. Listen to Ann Byrne. Your days of rutlessness will be over, because you can go to Whole Foods, and I like salts, natural salts. And they've got so many different kinds of salts that you don't have to buy in bulk. You don't have to buy, like, a large container of black sea salt,
right,
which you may never use but one recipe. You can go in there and buy just a half an ounce,
yeah,
a quarter ounce. So you go to the bulk spices, go to the bulk nut area, dried fruit area, so you can buy this stuff easier. It's all top-notch. It's all really good, and it's much cheaper because you don't have to buy it and let it sit. We are Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We will never let you sit. We will never let you get in a rut because we go out and find the biggest, the baddest, and the best when it comes to the culinary world. Today, we are so honored to have Anne, that's spelled A-N-N-E, for those of you who are looking, and Byrne, B-Y-R-N. How fancy is that? But her book, Anne Byrne Saves the Day, it's on shelves now, Amazon.com, and I'm sure QVC will have it too, because everywhere
you... I've already been on QVC.
Well, there you go. See, I knew this.
Yeah.
It's fun, food, and celebrating a good life. It's the holidays, my friend. Do something good for somebody. It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah. Be good to somebody. Last night, my wife paid for a dinner for an elderly lady that was sitting there just having dinner by herself, and she looked lonely. That goes a long way. I wouldn't have done that because I'm not that nice, because I am the fat man of Chef and the Fat Man. I am the humbug of the Christmas holidays, but I love it anyway. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of fashionable East Cobb, Cook's Warehouse, and Byrne. It don't get no better.